Daily Devotional on 1 Kings 10. Day 10 in our journey through 1 Kings. Slayaki westite mo watch war. Slay my. Passage. For when she came to Solomon, she spoke with him about all that was on her mind. 1 Kings 10:2, New International Version. Slay swaker, dart and slow, slash drus, dash den, slash slash waikul flash, no so holes, or flash, ndruspers, or flakina. Slet. 1. Setting the scene. Solomon's kingdom, now at its peak, hums with international trade. The copper mines of Timnah and the incense roads that snake up from Arabia are busy. Ships hug the Red Sea coast, bound for Ophir. Into this center of wealth rides an impressive visitor, a queen from Sheba, most likely the Sabaean kingdom of southwest Arabia, modern Yemen. Archaeologists still find inscriptions in old South Arabian script that speak of a wealthy incense empire. 1 Kings 10 feels like their historical echo. Western readers often imagine a lone camel. Ancient reliefs, however, picture large caravans guarded by soldiers, singers, and scribes. This is a royal delegation, and its purpose is not only trade, but the search for wisdom. Cross-references. Isaiah 61:6. Nations bringing gold and incense to Zion. Psalm 72, 10, 15. Kings of Sheba presenting gifts. Matthew 12:42. A greater than Solomon is here. Two, the allure of God-given wisdom, VV 1-5. The text says the queen came to test him with hard questions. In Hebrew, haidot means riddles, enigmas, moral problems, exactly the type of wisdom literature we see in Proverbs. When Solomon answers, the queen is left literally without breath. Hebrew, lo na barua. The storyteller uses a pun. Solomon, whose name is built on shalom, peace, wholeness, leaves her ruach, breath, spirit, suspended. Theological theme. God's wisdom is missionary. When the covenant people embody wisdom, the nations take notice. It is a living preview of Isaiah 2:2-3. All nations will stream to the mountain of the Lord. Patristic insight. Origen saw the queen as an image of the Gentile church, drawn to the true king by the scent of divine wisdom. Three, wonder that becomes witness, VV 6:9. The queen's testimony uses covenant language. Praise be to the Lord your God, who has delighted in you. She speaks the divine name, YHWH, something only a few Gentiles do in the Old Testament. See Rahab, Ruth, Naaman. Solomon's court, for a moment, becomes a mission field. Literary note, verses 6:9 form a miniature chiasm, centering on V7. I did not believe until I came and saw. The structure highlights the move from hearsay to personal encounter, core to biblical faith. Suggested him, Jesus shall reign where the sun. Isaac Watts, 17:19. Its verses echo Psalm 72 and the scene in 1 Kings 10. Four, wealth, gift or snare. VV 10:29. Gold from Ophir, algum wood, ivory, apes, and peacocks. The Hebrew tukim may mean baboon rather than peacock. The author lists 666 talents of gold per year, about 25 metric tons. The number is meant to dazzle, but attentive readers recall Deuteronomy 17:16-17, where Israel's king is warned not to multiply horses, wives, or wealth. The narrator, with subtle irony, leaves us uneasy. Historical voices. John Chrysostom cautioned that riches are like water in one's hand. They soon slip away unless they irrigate the poor. John Calvin wrote that God's gifts must be ladders to heaven, not chains to earth. Archaeological touchpoint. Large ivory panels found at Samaria, 9th century BC, match the luxury described. They whisper of a culture on the brink of idolatry. Spiritual practice. Inventory your thrones of ivory and gold. Ask. Does my abundance lead others to praise God, or does it insulate me from need? Nestes dashri u frustrus hofar hit baxno dio diaris. The ulamar dia a omit masko forasash. In solsto for a tancho or in tachu. 5. Christological horizon. Jesus cites this chapter directly. The Queen of the South will rise, for she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom, and now something greater than Solomon is here. Matthew 12:42, New International Version. The comparison works in two ways. One, if the Queen crossed deserts for wisdom, how much more should we draw near to Christ? Two, Solomon's splendor points beyond itself to the coming kingdom where all treasures are laid at the feet of the Lamb. Revelation 21:24-26. Ixa'ari 6. Questions for reflection. 1. Who are the queens of Sheba in your life? People seeking answers that God may send to you? 2. Where do you feel tension between enjoying God's gifts and guarding your heart from their grip? 3. How can your home, church, or profession become a showroom of divine wisdom rather than personal status? Seven. Prayer. Lord Jesus, greater than Solomon, breathe your spirit of wisdom into us today. May our lives draw seekers from far and near, and may our wealth, whether coins, skills, or time, become incense that rises to your throne. Keep us in humble awe, that we may steward glory without losing our first love. In your matchless name, we pray. Amen.